So as it often is the case, especially as in my reading of the scriptures and the liturgical calendar, what a great coincidence that we have this first day of the teachers returning, and we have this feast, this memorial, this great saint, this doctor of the church, the doctor of moral theology, and then the particular readings that Mother Church gives us for this feast. You know, in the regular cycle of the readings, we're going through Exodus, and so we have about Moses talking with God, and the gospel is the explanation of the parable, the wheat and the weeds, and we're getting that on Sunday. So I felt like the readings today, especially for our teachers and our staff, it really speaks to a good foundation as we begin this new year, especially the very end of that gospel, right? Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What a great promise this is. And of course, there's the warning just before that about disobeying and not teaching. But what a great promise God has given us in this. And what a great opportunity that you have as teachers and staff of the school and for all of us. I mean, these readings apply to all of us, and we can ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to see what he's saying to us. You know, this the salt and the light, again, as our teachers. What a great example this is for you. Your mission in the classroom, your administrators in their offices, to be salt and to be light, to bring flavor. But salt brings out the natural flavor. And to have your light shine, the light of Christ shine through you so that your children, your students can give glory to God. That's what he says. In his first reading from chapter 8 in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, there's no condemnation in Christ. He has freed us from sin and is perfecting the flesh so that the spirit can be alive. This is a major theme throughout all of Paul's writings. This conflict between the flesh and the spirit. And as educators, you have that opportunity to help to perfect that flesh, that to bring with salt, to bring out the goodness of these students so that they can live in the life of the Spirit, that the Spirit can live within them, so that then they can go out and be salt and light to the world, to their families, and even in your own classroom, your students can bring that salt and that light of Christ. And these readings are given to us for this great saint, St. Alphonsus Liguori, who by the age of 16 already had 2 law degrees, church law, canon law, and civil law, came from a very noble family, was on the trajectory to do great things for the world. He already had 2 brothers that had become priests. One of his sisters had become a religious sister. And he wasn't really set on becoming a priest. He was diligent in his duties as a lawyer. And he had one big case, and an error on his part led to the loss of what would be today $1 million for one of his clients. And it kind of pushed him back a little bit and reflecting, was sad and disappointed in himself. But in that episode, he realized that the Lord was using that to humble himself. And then he was able to reestablish and reorient himself and realize that maybe he was being called to the greater purpose, a greater life of the priesthood. So then he devoted himself to that. He's the doctor of moral theology because he was clear in his teaching about what is right and what is wrong. And so ask for his intercession this year when you have those conversations with your students. He was not well liked by the other priests around him because he was so clear. The morality of the priesthood at that time was, we can say, not the greatest, but he was calling them to a higher standard. He was one of those priests, those preachers that they say was a lion in the pulpit, but he was a lamb in the confessional, sharing God's mercy and his love as he had to correct the sinners among his flock. Another great example for you to be firm in the truth whether it's in the natural truths as you teach your subjects or as you combine it with the religious, the theological truths, to be firm in the teaching, but patient and merciful in the application. He's a great example for us. And St. Alphonsus suffered tremendously. He has some type of arthritis, maybe rheumatoid arthritis, he couldn't really walk or move at all towards the end of his life. But he never lost his focus. He never gave up. He loved our Blessed Mother. And again, a great coincidence, August 1st, the month of August is traditionally dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother. Another great intercessor for you as we begin this school year. Call on our Blessed Mother to help you, to guide you in your life, in your work. The Catechism teaches us about prayer. And it begins with a quote from St. Alphonsus. And so this is applicable to all of us. Whoever prays is certainly saved. He who does not is certainly damned. All the blessed have been saved by prayer. All the damned have been lost through not praying. If they had prayed, they would not have been lost. And this is and will be their greatest torment in hell, to think how easily they might have been saved just by asking God for his grace, but that now it is too late. Their time of prayer is gone. So as you continue this morning with your reflection and your retreat, remember this simple prayer, how easy it is to be saved simply by becoming men and women of prayer, and then teach your students, teach your children how to pray.